Hello, and welcome back. Let me grab my notes. Okay. So last time I recorded, I was airing out my frustration and essentially lamenting about the current state of social media, or at least the relationship that I have with social media. And I felt like I was having a bit of a BF. But I also realized that I was allowing myself to have space for being vulnerable, and that is difficult for me from time to time, that I just lay it all on the line and really get what is inside of me out. But not only that, I realized that I'm not the only person that's feeling this squeeze, if you will, from social media. And I'm not sure if I'll post that recording. Maybe for transparency's sake I may. But I've noticed that other people that I follow on YouTube or other videos that I've come across on other social media platforms, people are talking about the same thing, where they're discussing how they've noticed this shift, especially for artists, especially for the creative at heart. We're not talking necessarily influencers or whatnot, people who have money or are getting on to push a product, but people who essentially are making a thing and they want to show this thing off. They want to grow community, and we're finding it difficult to have community building that we all feel so very disparate as we are, like as we felt around 2020. And it was helpful to see that other people are also like filling this shift, this disruption with community building, as if it were by design, and it probably is, but it was nice to stand in solidarity with other folk, other creators, especially bigger creators, who opined about their observation. And I won't lie, I had just finished a crying bout before I recorded, and that was probably not the best thing, and I'm not usually one of those people that act off of emotion. I don't believe in it, if I can help it. But last week was just a very emotional week for me. I was feeling all sorts of feels, and I couldn't necessarily put a name to it, but I tell you what, I cried like an absolute baby. And that is something I've been attempting to do for months, if not the better part of a year and a half. I've been trying to get things off of my chest and release, and that has been so difficult for me to do. But apparently whatever I was feeling, it hit me, and it hit me hard. So all that to say that brought me to a bit of a renewal. I didn't know that it was going to, but it had. And so I believe it was last week or the week prior, I had gotten invited to an art show, and I had to go back to Alabama for it. And I was so glad to feel included, especially in art spaces. And I'm thinking that I'm just like going to go see art or whatnot, but no, it went beyond that. I got to meet the actual artisans that curated the show and go backstage, because it was also like a talk involved. I got to sit back and be involved in the conversations that they were having, and got to meet them personally. And that was such a further renewal for my spirit. Also, seeing my family was helpful. I haven't seen them since Christmas, and I really miss my mother and my father and my grandmother. I miss my people. And so seeing them, even if briefly in passing, I got to spend precious moments with them. And I've been trying to make a home probably about every quarter or so. I mean, I've only been here about 6 months, but I've been going back ever so often. This is probably my third or fourth time going home. And that did so much for my spirit. It uplifted me. it tied me down to a place because I don't feel anchored to anything right now but my artwork. And you can only work so much before you're like, okay, enough is enough. And so it was nice to see other people in their craft, to listen to not just their artwork but the research behind their artwork, because I also am a scholar. So and I do believe that you can make art for art's sake. Let's stop there. But because research is instilled in me now going through the process, I like to hear the why, not necessarily the how, but like what drives you to do this thing and what methods are you doing to achieve it. And so that brought me back to a place of wanting to get back into working on scholarly creative works that I feel have dual purpose. They exist in the art realm, but they also exist in the world of academics. So a friend last year I met on a hiking trip, a camping trip, we've been in contact with ever since, and I absolutely love and adore her. We came together because of this special interest group, but she was telling me about other ones as well. So I've been seeking out other interest groups to help revitalize my spirit. And there have been some that have come and go. They kind of fall by the wayside from time to time, or they're location specific. And because I live in the middle of nowhere, my locality is a make or break thing. But I recently have found some online community groups, and I branched out and I joined them today, actually. Actually, it's been over the past week or so. I've been joining them, and because I am an introvert, I like that I have the flexibility to attend when I can and have my, or when I've had my fill of like social grouping. I joined one last night that I've been meaning to join for a couple of weeks, and we all met together and it was nice, and it was running over. My social battery was being depleted, but it was still nice to sit there and be in community. I normally am a wallflower. I will listen and listen and not necessarily have input. I've been this way for quite some time. I want to say since probably grade school. When I've just had bad experiences, and I felt so, I felt led to speak. I felt led to exist in this space where people like me also existed. And to true, they did know each other already. Some of them did. I won't say all of them. I think some people were new just like me, but it still felt like there was a place that we could all coexist and share our experiences and our knowledges. And that was very warm. It felt very warm. And so I've done some other makerspaces that I've joined here recently. And I don't think that they'll meet right away, maybe this weekend, maybe next weekend. I can't exactly remember. I have to look at my calendar. But I'm really excited because I've been looking for a kind of like a SMB, a Stitch and Bitch group, since maybe like 2010, 11 maybe. And there was one where I used to live that met for a short amount of time, but at the time it didn't stitch like that. Well, I sewed, but I didn't crochet or knit, and I think they were predominantly knitting and crocheting group. And so now I kind of regret not taking up that offer, because I could have probably learned had I gone and just taken the time to do so, but my mind was elsewhere and I was focusing on my sewing and my embroidery work at the time. And now that I've gone into this whole like knitting and crocheting, just complete fiber arts, textile arts, storm, if you will, I just want to be around people who are also doing things, regardless if that thing is the same thing that I'm doing or not. So maybe someone is painting while I crochet, or maybe I'm painting while someone else knits. Whatever it is, I just want to be around like-minded creative people who give themselves or lend themselves to the creative process and just learn from what it is that they do. I think that's very important, to be around people to help pour into others. And likewise, I like to pour into others as well. I am a huge supporter of people that I know that are doing things. And I think that was why I was having a bit of a bitch fit last time I recorded, because it feels like I pour into others, but that seems to be a resource only on my end and not the other way around. Because it's like, hey, I thought we were friends. I thought that you'd support the things that I do and vice versa. But it just seems like people don't want a support group. They want fans these days. And I think that's the part of social media that has, like, a big part of social media has created this mentality that everyone is always on display, and we were always on display, but not in the sense that we see it today. Everyone is this like, I'm an influencer kind of a thing, and it's not. We all, as if we all live as a one-person reality television show, and it becomes difficult to find a genuine support group, especially when these things don't move from social media. They don't exist outside of the internet's walls. And I'm one of those people that like to put my money where my mouth is. I like to also put these things into practice. If I look to support you virtually, I also want to support you physically. I've reached out to several people in an attempt to create this kinship, this sisterhood, and it seems to fall flat right there. Or if it does go beyond those measures, it doesn't exist very long. And that hurts me a little bit, because one, it takes an introvert an extreme amount of confidence in talking, self-talking, to move beyond the boundaries of just like, ooh, I really like this person's content. Like, if I like your content, if I like your whatever, I am going to reach out. I am going to like let you know, like, hey, I want to be friends. And it's almost a slap in the face when that falls flat, and you get up and you dust yourself off and you shake your pride off and you put it back together and you nurse your wounds a little bit, you know, you lick them. And you stay to yourself for a moment till you build up that confidence to do it all over again. I won't stop trying to build community, because I'm bound to create the community that I want to see at some point. And if not, I'll die trying. But it does become lonely, and it does become exhausting. And beyond that, it becomes frustrating. And so I think that instead of working so hard right now, I will put that on the back burner and I will go somewhere where this thing already exists for me. Because not only do other people deserve support, but I also deserve support. I deserve to find the community that I try and strive so hard to create. I saw something recently, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't remember it verbatim, but it essentially said that instead of focusing on the ways that people aren't supporting you, think about the one person that is, or think about the few people that are. And I know this just like, oh, this easy. That's common sense to think about that. But I think we focus so much on the difficult, the hard, the negative, that we forget that somebody is silently in the corner rooting for us. We may not always see them. We may not even always want to hear them. But they're there. And it makes me think about my advisor, who we don't always see eye to eye. We don't always think the same way. And we have differing opinions on a lot of things, but in a lot of ways we're a lot alike. And I recently met her, and she's just, I adore her. I adore her work ethic. And not to say that she's always constantly grinding, but I just adore her efficiency with things. And she invites me in spaces that I probably would not have had the opportunity to even know about, much less exist in. And she's absolutely a class act, and she is world renowned. And I look up to her so much in a lot of things. But like, even if that's my community, then that's my community. We may not talk all the time, only when probably either of us need something, or you know, an idea pops up and we just kind of need to bounce off of one another. But it makes me think that I'm focusing on the wrong thing, though. Try, but like, this thing with her already exists. I mean, she stepped in during my dissertation process, where I was most challenged. She stepped in and tried to shield me from things, you know, that were happening that were going to greatly affect the way that this thing went. Leadership isn't always perfect, and so therefore the relationship with my committee was not perfect at all. But like, it was what I had, and I got done. It was enough to have me hooded and change my official title to doctor. So it was enough. But I say all that to say, I'm trying to get to the point where I go where I'm celebrated. And that doesn't mean that I stop giving support places that I'm not. It just means that just as hard as I root for other people, I want to be able to root for myself. That is going to help fuel me in the direction that I want to go. That is going to give myself the best me, the best version of who I am, so that I can put out the best work that I came to put out. Also, if I root for myself the way that I root for other people, then I'll take pride in the work that I want to do, or the work that I do for myself and myself only, and I don't have to worry about what it gets from other people. So I am thankful. I'm thankful to the Lord for the people that He has allowed to grace my life, whether they've come and gone, or, you know, they're still here, whatever it is. Sometimes I think we think that association or friendship deaths are like, that's it. And I've really been trying to like turn away from how that leaves a bad taste on my mouth, or in my mouth, when I have a friendship death. And I just look at it for like, hey, maybe we needed what we needed from each other, and that was enough. But anyway, thank you for listening. Until next time, bye.